Take care, Beth.
Thank you. Daddy Buck.
Hello.
Yes, Dave.
Well, you see, our boys have battled pretty hard out there. At the very end of the third part of the message, where Averill suggests some language, I would suggest that we authorize him to say, the United States government recognizes that Israel's highest priority arms need is for the completion of the tank program which had been arranged with West Germany. It is prepared to consider sympathetically this need if West German deliveries are not concluded. Now, this is the minimum that we would get away with in any event under the general formulation that we've already approved. If it didn't mean that, it didn't mean very much of anything. I'm here with Phil Talbot and one of his assistants. We've talked about this at some length. I don't think we should go down the B-66 track at this point, and it may be that rattling these tanks will be enough to meet Eshkol's problem in the cabinet. He's got a real problem, I think, in his cabinet, because the Jordan arms deal will become public first before there's anything that's helping Israel that is public, you see. And I'd be inclined to go ahead with the tanks, but not go ahead with the B-66s.
That's good.
Now, on the IAEA safeguards on nuclear business, the second point, this is, I think, not quite so important. Israel agreed, and I would suggest we give them this much. Israel agrees to provide the United States government with complete assurances with respect to the non-acquisition and non-manufacture of nuclear weapons, and will give favorable consideration to the acceptance of IAEA safeguards as soon as practicable. Now, I think if we can get Nasser in that, then we can get Israel, but I think it's going to be difficult to get Israel on an international safeguards basis if Nasser stays outside. But I'd make a concession on those two points.
Okay, go ahead.
All right?
Go ahead.
Thank you.